It's common practice to burn trash in the Aleutians to keep landfills from overflowing, but it's not that simple in Adak, where flaming waste has killed or injured at least 10 bald eagles in the last few months. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, it's now the subject of a federal investigation.
Bald eagles are born to hunt, but they're also excellent scavengers. If there's food around that's easy to get, eagles will go after it. And there's no easier target for an eagle than the dump. Keith Hamilton found that out firsthand when he started a job with ADAC's Public Works crew. Part of his job was to burn trash.
I noticed right away in November when I started working there that, there was birds being burnt, and I found a few dead eagles out there, and I complained right away about it.
When bald eagles get hurt or killed, ADAC's municipal employees are supposed to contact the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service right away. That's because bald eagles are protected under federal law. The penalties are steep, possible jail time, and fines of up to $250,000. If it's an organization that's at fault, the fine could go all the way up to $500,000. Hamilton says he asked his supervisor in ADAC to report the eagles, but he also says those requests were brushed aside, and that didn't sit well with him.
You know, I mean, animals have souls, and if you would see those birds out there, you know, limping around the fire, eating garbage with no feathers, and they couldn't leave the fire pit, they were just trapped there. If anybody really looked at them, they would feel bad.
When Hamilton came across three eagles at the dump in December, scorched but alive, he didn't bother calling his boss or the authorities. He called an Anchorage bird sanctuary.
All I was trying to do in December is just quietly send off some birds to the hospital to get treatment.
But it didn't stay quiet. The rescue attracted the attention of the Anchorage Daily News, and one of their reporters reached out to ADAC city manager Leighton Lockett. Lockett says that that phone call was the first he'd heard about bald eagles getting burned or killed at his town's dump.
Up until these series of events, we had never had a problem, at least to my knowledge or to my other employees' knowledge as well.
Still, Lockett says ADAC took steps to fix it. They quit burning trash for most of the winter and buried it instead. And the city started to build a $25,000 enclosure for the burn pit. But it wasn't quite done before Public Works employees decided to burn trash there again at the end of February. Hamilton was there at the time, and he says he saw eagles all around the edge of the fire.
I had a bad feeling. They made me leave the dump. I came back, the next day, looked around, and then, I started spotting more eagles that were injured.
At one point, Hamilton was stopped by an ADAC police officer who allegedly told Hamilton he'd be breaking federal law if he picked up a bald eagle, even if he was just trying to help it. That's not true, according to Ryan Knoll. He's a special agent with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
In fact, the Fish and Wildlife Service would encourage a person to find an eagle that's distressed to take careful measures to try and save it.
But they can't be sure that everything in ADAC has happened by the book. Knoll says that's why the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service sent an agent and a biologist to the island this week.
We looked to see if there was any intent to do any harm and to determine if there was, in fact, then obviously we refer that information onto the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they would determine if there was any grounds for prosecution.
While they're in ADAC, the Fish and Wildlife team will be a resource to city officials who are looking for safe options to keep eagles out of the dump. With the right federal permits, ADAC could use lights and sirens to try to spook the birds away. For now, the city's focused on the renovated burn pit at their dump. They're going to ask the federal investigators to check it and make sure it's up to their standards. And until then, ADAC isn't burning any more of its trash. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.